Creator of the world of our dogs and cats. She is with the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning. I like that.
I was going to call you York County's own Jane Goodall.
She can... the animal communicator. I like that. I think I could communicate better with animals.
Yes. Jane could talk to gorillas.
That's
and
right.
You could talk to our fur babies. And if I know you, you would probably rather have a conversation with our fur babies than humans sometimes.
Yes, I think so.
I think all of us would prefer that, to be honest with you.
It's more clear.
Yeah. And they just wag their tail for the most part and lick you, unless you have a cat that's got a personality of their own. But sometimes surround yourself with no people. And yes, people also means that in the animal kingdom.
There you have it. I'm telling you, they're wonderful. If you watch them closely enough, you can communicate with them. They're pretty cool.
And they'll take on your personality and you'll take on their personality.
There
We've
you
seen
go.
That with
I
our own
that.
Dog. All right. Well, let's get to our cat of the week, and then we'll switch over and see our dog of the week.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this baby. This one is a gorgeous soul. She is a tortie, sort of. She's kind of a tortie dipped with a little calico. Her name is Molasses, and she is stunning. She is just stunning. She's a very lucky girl who came to the HSYC from animal control, and she came in extremely pregnant, went immediately into foster, and had five babies pretty quickly. She was a great mama, but it's now her time for exposure. Obviously, she's gorgeous. She's sweet. She's lovable. And she's ready to meet her true forever. She's estimated to be just over a year herself, so she's just a baby herself. She is spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And she loves to tell you how much she just loves you, how much you mean to her. She's just a talker, and she loves to give and get affection. We're confident that she will melt your heart like she has done ours. So if this gorgeous girl, again, Molasses, just captures your heart, give us a call and make an appointment today, 803-802-0902. Then we have our dog of the week. Dear Lord, look at those ears.
That's the first thing Ashley pointed out as soon as she saw it. She said, have you seen the ears on this dog?
And it's working so hard. You see the picture on the left is about January time frame to the picture on the right, current. And
oh, wow.
The ears are like, oh, yeah, I can do it. They're like little radar satellite dishes. Well, he is absolutely a stunner as well. His name is Douglas, and he is unfortunately growing up at the rescue, so we need everyone's help to get these pictures out there and his story out there to find his true forever. He as well came in from animal control, so another lucky soul. He went into foster care immediately, and he flourished in foster care. I can't plug this enough. Fosters save lives, and they also teach them things like potty training and socializing, so it's a really great thing to do. He's now ready for adoption, and we're in search of that perfect person or couple or family willing to welcome Douglas into their lives. He's estimated to be a shepherd mix. We can't say he's a purebred or not. He sure does look like a shepherd at about 7 months old. And he would love to be your right-hand dog. He would love to take training with you and be engaged in your life. He is smart as a whip, so that means training is really good for him and good for you and your stuff. Right? The smarter they are, the more easily they get bored and they start chewing on things because they are young babies. And so training is a great thing to divert their attention and make them even smarter. So if you have your head ready for a wonderful pup addition to your family, come meet Douglas. He is neutered, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped, and he's ready to meet you. He would make a wonderful, amazing fur family addition, and he's the stunning boy. We're sure that he will melt your heart like he does ours. They all do. Oh, my goodness gracious. They all have their specific personalities, and we love it. So call to make an appointment to get today, 803-802-0902. Then we've got What's the Scoop at Paws. I cannot believe it is. The spring has truly sprung, and I'm happy as all get out for that. But stay tuned. We've got a senior pet photo shoot coming in May. So stay tuned for those details. I can't express it enough. The time goes way too fast, so take pictures of your baby. I am one of those who take pictures of everybody else's baby, and my poor babies are all seniors, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, what happened to the time? So take pictures. And as far as spring is concerned, get involved and volunteer locally. We'd love for you to choose us, but choose whatever your heart really focuses on. It does the heart good, and it does our community good. Give up your time. You can give it at the rescue or the thrift shop. Give up your talents. You can give just anything that you do special, you can give for our mission. If you're an artist, you can circulate art. If you're a blogger, if you're a media host like you guys do, all of this helps us so much. And then give up your treasures. Donate your gently used item to the thrift shop or return it into life-saving dollars. You could even donate needed items like clay cat litter, detergent, bleach, Purina cat chow, hard or soft dog treats and towels. These are things that are immediate needs, and they offset our operational costs. And, of course, you can give of your finances, which really helps us, and you can become a recurring donor. Like us on Facebook, where you can stay in the know. And then, of course, shop like lives are at stake, because they are, and you can shop at our Possibility Thrift Shop. You can shop at our online eBay page, and all of this comes directly to help our animals. And just so you know, as of the third week here in April, I'm almost closing out, actually fourth week now, we've got 46 dogs in their forever homes and 140 cats, which is pretty darn awesome. We want to keep that momentum up because kitten season is in motion and they are coming in like crazy. So I think you've probably heard this from us and Animal Control and all other rescues. We are super full. We are over capacity, and we just need to find as many great homes as possible so we can welcome more in and save more lives. So all this is available at the Humane Society of YorkCounty.org, and we'd love to get you involved.
Well, fantastic job, as always, Mary Beth. You and the humans over there at the Humane Society do a great job of loving on these fur babies while they are waiting for their forever home. And please love them, the humans, in addition to our fur babies. And here's to a happy placement.
Thank you so much, and thanks for helping share the word. We really appreciate it, and it does work.
Anytime. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks, Alrighty. Mary Beth.